Doyle voiced support for increased public financing of political campaigns during his first run for governor and talked about it off and on during his first 4 years in office. Nothing changed in that time, which led many government watchdog groups to question Doyle's commitment. But the governor says he's prepared to set aside money in his upcoming budget for what's known as a Clean Elections Campaign Fund. That's the pot of money for which candidates are eligible if they agree to spending limits.
You need to have a fund that is sufficiently large enough that people are encouraged to participate and discouraged from opting out of.
Doyle won't say how much money he plans to set aside, but says he does not favor a system of 100% public financing. Doyle also wants lawmakers to make interest groups abide by state campaign finance laws when they run ads that refer to a candidate a month and a half before an election.
My view is that if that were the law, you would see most, if not all, of those issue ads disappear almost immediately from the television screens, and then let the campaigns fight with each other, and people at least know who the campaigns are, and they can make a decision on whether they think one candidate is behaving correctly or not.
The state elections board considered that idea a couple years ago. A Doyle appointee cast the deciding vote against it, saying at the time she felt it was a matter for the legislature to decide. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.